Copenhagen. The Danish government is set to introduce sweeping changes to its copyright law aimed at banning the creation and distribution of AI-generated deepfakes. The move seeks to ensure that every individual has the legal right to their own body, voice, and facial features. The proposed amendment, backed by a broad majority in Parliament, is expected to be submitted for public consultation before Denmark's summer recess and presented to lawmakers in the autumn. The law defines deepfakes as realistic digital imitations of a person's appearance and voice created using artificial intelligence. Officials say the rapid growth of generative AI has made it increasingly easy to produce convincing fake images, videos, and audio that can be misused to impersonate people without their consent. We're sending an unequivocal message. Everyone has the right to their own body, their voice, and their own facial features. Human beings can be run through the digital copy machine and be misused for all sorts of purposes, and I'm not willing to accept that, said Culture Minister Jakob Engel-Schmidt. Under the new rules, individuals in Denmark will be able to demand that online platforms remove deepfake content that has been created or shared without their permission. The legislation will also protect artists against the unauthorized use of AI to replicate their performances. The government clarified that satire and parody often used in comedy and commentary would remain protected and would not be restricted by the law. Violations of the proposed rules could result in compensation for affected individuals, and tech platforms that failed to comply with takedown requests may face significant fines. Engel-Schmidt warned that if platforms do not respond adequately, the matter could be escalated to the European Commission. Denmark is positioning itself as a pioneer in digital rights protection. Engel-Schmidt said he intends to present the country's approach to his European counterparts during Denmark's upcoming EU presidency, with the hope that other member states will follow suit.